you, Lord. A theme that we have been hearing, at least the last day or so, has involved an awful lot about hearing the Word of God and how we hear. I was wondering tonight as we begin, just if we couldn't take a moment or two, and perhaps you could talk to the Lord for a minute. Often we have someone who prays with us or will sing a song, and we're going to do that in just a moment. But how about tonight, if each of us just bow our heads, close our eyes, and why don't you just talk to the Lord for a minute? Perhaps you've been doing it all day. I know we had a marvelous prayer meeting this afternoon. It was wonderful. Many of you were prayed for. The camp was prayed for. Needs were prayed for, both here and abroad. But if maybe you've gotten busy, I know our staff is busy, working hard today and all. But perhaps you could just talk to Jesus for a minute and say, Lord, you know, I would like to hear something. Maybe you could tell him what you'd like to hear. Maybe you have a question in your heart. Maybe you have a thought in your mind or an issue in your life, whatever it may be. You talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I would like to hear. I'd like to hear something that will help my soul, that will inspire me, or whatever it may be. Tell the Lord. Don't worry, he's not going to tell me. He's not going to give me a little secret behind you, but about you, but perhaps he'll lead us. Maybe he'll guide us tonight. I believe he will. The Lord speaks when he has people who want to hear what he has to say. So tell him. Say, Lord, I want to hear what you have to say to me tonight. I would love to hear you speak. I would love to hear your voice. Tell him for just a moment. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Lord Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In that beautiful chapter in John, when Jesus talks about being the good shepherd, he says, I am the good shepherd, and I have sheep. And my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Let's turn to page 380 in our hymnal, and let's sing Follow On. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Could we sing this together? 380. All together on the first verse. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me I would follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Songs that bring back memories, all kinds of songs, right? You can hear something and you take them back decades or a couple of weeks or maybe back from your youth for some of us, or maybe for you guys, you know, a couple months ago or something like that. This song brings back memories for me. Does it for anybody else here, or is it just me? Brother Peter, brings back memories?
Well, with about maybe a half a year ago or so at our church, I guess we were studying a book that said, are you a fan or a follower?
Very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very good. Very good. You know what this song reminds me of? I don't know, Brother Paul, maybe this will you'll remember this, or some of you here. Going back to the old days in Emmanuel Pentecostal Church with Brother Bob Callis, in our church many years ago as a boy, this song was a favorite to sing at a particular kind of service. Well, oh, here we go. See, we have some other old-timers here. I'm not the only old-timer. I can't tell you how many times people would be giving their testimony, and as they turned to go into that baptismal tank to follow Jesus in water baptism, the audience, the congregation would just break out and follow. I will follow Jesus. And if any of you have, did anybody here remember the baptismal tank in the Emmanuel Pentecostal Church? Am I the only one, Rach? No. It was an old bank vault. It was the most spectacular baptismal tank I ever saw. It looked like a cave. Do you remember Brother Tom at all? I think you must have a little memory of it. It looked like a cave. It was low. It was carved out. They literally ripped out the bank vault and put it in there, and there was a beautiful painting. I forget who did the painting. I don't know if it was Esther Siddot or someone like that, and it was the Jordan River. Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River, and it was just a beautiful, spectacular scene. Our church, we have a little less room, and so ours is built into the altar, and so yours truly's got to lift the hatch up and all of that when we're going to have a baptismal service, but it's still beautiful. It's a marvelous time. And you know, a little something funny, sometimes it was very low, and it was a bank vault, so you can imagine what the walls, they were rock this thick. And it was very low. You had to really watch your head. And there were times, and I remember this as a young boy, when someone would get up there loving Jesus with all of their heart, wanting to follow him, and they would be testifying, and their eyes would be rolling up in their head as the Lord was blessing them, and this was such a holy night for them. And the audience would start to sing, follow, I will follow Jesus. And they turned around to get into the baptismal tank, and wham! There were a couple of people I thought were going to go down. And I don't mean being slain in the spirit. I guess maybe even the Lord has a little sense of humor. Huh? And I'm making fun of them, because I remember my own night when I went into that baptismal tank and I had to kind of put my hand up there and duck. But it was beautiful. Follow. I will follow Jesus. Do you remember the moment in your life? Maybe when you were baptized. Or maybe another time, maybe you were in a service or wherever it may have been, when you decided, follow. I will follow Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow him anywhere he leads me, everywhere he leads me. I will follow on. You know, you never get lost when you follow Jesus. You may not know exactly where you're at, because he doesn't always let you in on the big picture. But when we follow him, we know that our steps are right. Follow. I will follow Jesus. And you know, sometimes I give you a little thought, and I was wondering tonight, I'd like to get you, there's going to be a lot of audience participation tonight, whether you realize it or not. I've handed out a lot of papers. Did everybody get the song, Fill All My Vision? We're going to sing that a little bit later, but when we sing it, if you didn't get it, you just raise your hand, and Sister Rachel will bring it around to you. I also gave out some scriptures that we're going to look at this evening together. So a lot of participation. I want you to be involved. I don't want you to just be a spectator, right? Don't just be a fan. Don't just come to watch. Just don't be a spectator. Don't just be the audience. Participate. Follow. Follow Jesus. And I'd love to hear, 1, 2, 3, all of you, when did you decide to follow Jesus? What was it that made you decide that? Did you have nothing better to do? Oh, well, guess I'll do that. Was it because mom and dad did it? What convinced you to follow Jesus? I know I would love to hear it. Perhaps there are others here who would like to hear, be inspired, that we'll all run on to follow Jesus. We want those boys in the village to follow Jesus, don't we? We want those precious little ones from the cottage. We want them to follow Jesus all their lives. Let's believe that they're going to hear God's voice tonight. They're going to hear him call, and they will say, that's it. Follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. So, all of you who have made that decision, let's sing the third verse together. Follow, I will follow Jesus. Down in the valley, 380, third verse.
Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Savior would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus.
Trying to figure how I'm going to say this without making it a long, drawn-out thing. many years ago, when I was young, I was in the Navy, and a typical sailor's life, and we went aboard, a group of us guys went aboard a ship, and there was a personal worker on that ship from the navigators, and he handed every gospel tract and four spirits of laws to every one of us guys that went aboard. It's about, I don't know, 35 guys, I guess. And I read it, stuck in my pocket, didn't know what it was all about. He followed up a couple of days after that and asked me if I had read the tract, and I says, yeah, and what did I think about it? I said, well, I didn't understand. And so he says, would you like me to explain to you? So I said yes. And he explained to me God's plan of salvation and so forth. And I did have a prayer with them, but it really didn't register. A couple of days after that, my drinking buddy, that we used to go out all the time, he was a backslidden AG guy. And he was sitting in the chow hall reading the Bible. This guy got through to him as well. And I says, what are you reading, buddy? He says, go ahead, read it. And I don't recall now what portion of the scripture was, but it was a description of hell and where we're going to end up if we, if we're out of sorts with the Lord. And I read that, and I said, buddy, is this true? He says, you bet your booties it is. That's when the fear of God came over me. I said, oh, wow, this ain't for me. But anyway, just the follow-up on that, he went to a Christian serviceman's home that he had in Tokyo, Japan, and I went with him. And it was there that the missionaries who opened a home in Japan for servicemen, for them to have, you know, who knew the Lord, to have a place, and also a rescue center for dumbbells like me. And so what the point I want to get across is I wanted to follow Jesus. First it was for fear, and then when I gradually began to understand the love of Jesus Christ for me, then that fear turned into a love for the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for mercy so great. What return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have. How many of you here made that decision at Pilgrim Camp to follow Jesus? How many do we have? I know we have one over there. We have one here. I saw one here. Tom, of course. Awesome. Well, doesn't matter where. I heard of a man who got saved shaving in the bathroom. As he was shaving, God just spoke to him. The power of God came on him. He had heard a message, and the Lord just spoke to him. It doesn't matter where we are. We love Pilgrim Camp. We love the fact that God opens our hearts when we come here, speaks to us, kind of removes us from the world for a time, and gives us an opportunity to say yes to Him. But it doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter where. As long as we say yes. That's the important thing. Yes is the answer that He's looking for. We've been studying in our Sunday school classes in Keensburg the life of Daniel. He is arguably my favorite character in the Bible, and I won't go into why, but he's just a spectacular figure in so many different ways, historically, culturally, religiously, prophetically. I mean, he just spans empires. He's like a rock, never seems to go away. But you know, we talked about what a special individual he was, how God blessed him with a great intellect, a great mind, as well as a great love for God. The Spirit of God was upon him. But, you know, sometimes you read about those kinds of men, those kinds of women, you're like, what do I have to offer? Who am I? What do I have? Well, you know, there were a lot of others in the Bible that God called, and he says, Lord, I don't have anything to offer you. Who am I? You ever hear a guy say, I can't speak? I'm not a good speaker. What do I have to offer? There were so many. He said, what do I have to offer? But you know, the Lord doesn't look for those who are qualified. He doesn't look for qualifications. You know what He looks for? People who say yes. That's it. That's the qualification, isn't it, Sister Marie? Yes. People who will say yes. That's all. I mean, my mother was a loudmouth kid from Elizabeth Port. But you know what? God got that family. And he found a group of people who would say yes. My father was a wannabe professional baseball player. Actually, he got a little time to knock around with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. And then that seemed to fall apart. But then God got a hold of him. And he just said yes. And the stories, I'm sure most of us here, it all boils down to the fact, those of us who have said, I'm following Jesus, it boils down to that moment when you said yes. By God's grace. We just said yes. That's all God looks for. That's all He asks for. Will you say yes? He'll take care of the rest. I promise you. He will take care of the rest. All He asks is that we follow Him. That we are willing to follow Him. That we keep our eyes on Him. You see, it's one thing to say yes, but then it's another thing to follow. Right? Just exactly. To actually follow. And to stay on that way. Year after year after year, faithful to Jesus. Yes, we make our mistakes. Yes, we may, you know, mess up here, there, or sin. But God is faithful. God is faithful. And as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, He will keep us moving in that direction. And we're going to sing tonight before we look into God's Word for a few minutes. And by the way, the offer to tell us how you came to know Jesus and follow Him still stands. because we have, I don't know about all of you, but we have tomorrow morning, we have tomorrow night, we have lots of time. So please feel free, especially staff, we love to hear from you and all of us. How did you come to follow Jesus and say yes to him? Could we sing this sheet if you need one? Sister Rachel will be around. Fill all my vision. Special thanks to our sister Elsie for making these copies for us on a short notice. Instant in season and out of season. Thank you, Sister Elsie. Brother Paul, could you play that for us? Let's sing. Fill all my vision. All the ladies, come on.
Fill my vision, every desire. Keep for thy glory, my soul inspire. With thy perfection, thy holy love. Flooding my pathway with life from above.
All together. Sing the third verse, all the men, all the fellas, all the dads, all the new grandpas, etc. Let's sing the third verse all together.
Fill all my vision, let naught of sin shadow the brightness shining within. Let me see only thy blessed. My soul on thy infinite grace.
All together.
Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy
music. Play the chorus for us one more time. Music. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus. Jesus.